Arabs and many Israelis think he will lead the country into war. American air travel in the spring, could it possibly be worse than the winter? Four major airlines face the possibility of a strike. Second-guessing President Clinton on another presidential pardon. The man was under investigation for tax evasion and laundering money. And half a century of letters from President Reagan to the woman in Philadelphia.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Good evening, everyone. One of America's most important allies in one of the world's most dangerous regions has had a dramatic change in government tonight. The Bush administration knew it was coming, but like most Americans, has no idea where it will lead. In Israel, the former general Ariel Sharon has won a decisive victory in the Israeli elections. There is no more divisive figure in Israel, and in a part of the world where hatred is a currency, the Palestinians hate Ariel Sharon. Those Americans who struggle to understand Israelis and Palestinians believe the region may be in for further turmoil. Our correspondent, Gillian Findlay, who is in Tel Aviv tonight, has been following the returns, Gillian, and the violence that accompanied them. It was quite an historic day.
It was an historic day today, Peter. And already Mr. Sharon says he's taken a phone call of congratulations from President Bush, who he says reminds him of a tour that Mr. Sharon gave him years ago in Israel. At the time, Mr. Bush said to him, you know, one day I will be prime minister and you will be, I will be president and you will be prime minister. Mr. Sharon said, of course, nobody believed him, but tonight, Mr. Sharon is the next prime minister of Israel.
Earlier tonight, Prime Minister Barak conceded defeat. I take full responsibility for my policies, and I'm proud of them, he said. Perhaps the public wasn't ready for the painful price of peace. Indeed, voter after voter today told us that Mr. Barak offered too much to the Palestinians and did not crack down hard enough when the fighting began.
If you will be weak, if your army will be weak, the Arabs will conquer us.
Today, there was more fighting. Demonstrations against Mr. Sharon in several Palestinian towns led to clashes with Israeli troops. More than 60 Palestinians were injured. To these people, Ariel Sharon is synonymous with war. The general who made a career fighting Arabs. A man who was found indirectly responsible for the massacre of civilians in Lebanon. The question tonight is just how tough a leader will he be? Mr. Sharon said he won't even talk to the Palestinians until the violence stops. As for peace, he has a plan, one the Palestinians have already rejected.
He brings the Arabs very close to the wall. And when you bring someone close to the wall, he can either surrender or kick back. And I don't think that the Arabs are going to surrender.
Tonight, Yasser Arafat said he hoped Mr. Sharon would continue the pursuit of peace. In Israel, Mr. Sharon's opponents have been putting up signs, prepare the shelters, as in bomb shelters.
Now, Peter, tonight Mr. Sharon is calling upon his labor opponents to join him in a government of national unity. This is being seen as a positive step by some people here, perhaps a way to moderate some of Mr. Sharon's policies. The Labor Party has said it will think about it.
Thanks, Gillian, very much. Gillian Findlay in Tel Aviv tonight, where there was this extraordinary change. Now we go to the other big story of the day, and it is almost invariably the economy. There was bad news for what was a dot-com success story not long ago. eToy says it will run out of cash in 6 weeks. And Cisco Systems, the world's number one maker of computer networking equipment, is reporting slipping sales. Betsy Stark is with us today. It's the kind of news that gets the president's attention, is it not?
That's right, Peter, because he seems to like to use every new piece of bad news to promote his big tax cut. The important thing to know, however, is that not all the news is bad.
The president's message today at a Washington area toy store is that businesses and consumers need a tax cut right away. He has said it repeatedly.
The economy is slowing down, and we need to act, and act as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay. But today, the owner of that toy store told ABC News she sees no signs of a slowdown in her business.
January was a very good month. We still are growing. Seems to be, so far, so good.
Around the country, there is growing confusion about the state of the economy, and if it's bad, what to do about it. There was news today that layoffs piled up at a record pace in January. but a report last week showing the economy continues to create thousands of new jobs. The current president of the National Association of Business Economists says manufacturing is in recession.
And we are starting to see the first signs, I believe, that other parts of the economy are about to join them as well.
The past president of the association says the economy is poised to pick up again.
There's a very high probability that this economy 12 months from now will be in the position of the Fed worrying about it overheating again.
Ultimately, the opinion that matters most is consumers. Their spending drives the economy, and recent surveys show a sharp drop in their confidence about the future. But ask consumers how they feel right now, and it's a different story. According to an ABC Money poll released today, 65% give their personal finances a positive rating.
Which means for all the bad news about layoffs and business failures, most consumers still feel good about their own security, Peter.
Thank you, Betsy. Betsy Stark on the economy as always. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 8 points to close at 10,957. On the NASDAQ, stocks were up 21 points at the end of the day. Another of former President Clinton's last-minute pardons is being criticized. We learned today that one of the pardons went to a wealthy businessman who is still being investigated for financial crimes. Here's ABC's Jackie Judd.
In the final hours of his administration, President Clinton wiped the record clean for businessman Glenn Braswell, the founder of a controversial herbal remedies empire, who in 1983 was convicted of mail fraud, perjury, and tax evasion. But there was more. Braswell is under investigation today by federal prosecutors for money laundering and tax evasion. Stephen Barrett investigates health care scams.
I would find it hard to believe that the people who pardoned him knew about all of his activities. Of course, if they did, that would make it much more serious.
Mr. Clinton said through a spokesman today he did not know about this latest investigation. That could be because the White House failed to give the Justice Department enough time, about 72 hours at the most, or documentation to review the pardon request. Why did Braswell's request rise to the top of the pile? That is unclear. He has no apparent ties to the former president or to the Democratic Party. The only known connection seems to be that his attorney, Kendall Coffey, represented Vice President Gore in the Florida recount.
I haven't seen a justification for some of the pardons that seem to be irregular, and it may be forthcoming. But in the absence of a justification, you have to wonder.
A spokesman for Mr. Clinton said Braswell was viewed as a businessman seeking to clear his slate so he could go on with his business career.
The pardon does not affect the ongoing investigation, so Braswell's business career may still be in jeopardy, and Mr. Clinton is still dealing with the fallout from his final days in office. Jackie Judd, ABC News, Washington.
Thank you, Jackie. Mr. Gore, the former vice president, is in the news today. Mr. Gore went back to work today. Al Gore worked briefly as a journalist before he entered politics, and today he taught his first journalism class at Columbia University. Class is called Covering National Affairs in the Information Age. Reporters were not allowed in the classroom today. Maybe later. When we come back, why America's airlines may be grounded this spring, and the woman who corresponded with Ronald Reagan for almost 50 years.
This is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, brought to you by Pfizer.
Are you ready to ask your doctor about Viagra?
I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be.
Ask your doctor if a free sample of Viagra is right for you.
Well, I'm ready for you. I hope you're ready for me.
People want just one thing from their real estate agent. Everything. And RE/MAX agents deliver, averaging more than 13 years' experience to weather any storm and the web savvy to master the world. RE/MAX.
Hey, Jerry Stiller.
Where did you come from?
Enjoying your post-raisin bran?
Every morning.
Know how many bowls of that it'd take to equal the vitamin nutrition in just one bowl of total raisin bran?
I bet you're gonna tell me.
Four.
Holy moly.
Total Raisin Bran has 100% of 11 vitamins and minerals. Now including 100% calcium.
I'll take the Total Raisin Bran.
Now you're Mr. Nice Guy.
I want you out of here. The Total can stay.
Total, now with 100% calcium.
As if air travel was not difficult enough, in Virginia today, President Bush said he is worried about the possibility of strikes at many of the nation's largest airlines. With the background of that, here's ABC's Lisa Stark.
If you think all the travel delays this winter are bad, just wait until spring. Four of the nation's major airlines, Delta, American, Northwest, and United, are in the midst of contentious labor negotiations. All are facing possible strikes.
If four major airlines were on strike at the same time, the country would come to a halt.
Period.
Period.
What do we want?
Contract!
The labor disputes involve flight attendants at American, pilots at Delta, mechanics at Northwest and United. All the unions are in negotiations with their companies under the auspices of the National Mediation Board.
The mediation board has referred to this spring as March Madness, and I don't think they were referring to basketball.
The last time a number of carriers were shut down by strikes all at once was in the mid-1960s, when one mechanics union walked out on five airlines.
No wonder the White House is concerned.
I am worried about strikes at airlines. I think that would be a could have a harmful effect on our economy.
Mr. Bush could step in and appoint a presidential emergency board.
It doesn't stop a strike. It will delay it for approximately 60 days, but it doesn't really help the situation in our view.
But sources say the airlines are pressuring the president to get involved. Given the potential for mayhem, he may have little choice. Lisa Stark, ABC News, Washington.
When we come back on former President Reagan's 90th birthday, we'll take a closer look at better care for Alzheimer's patients.
My doctor says I'm healthier than he is. I swim every day. It takes your mind off your troubles.
If you suffer from arthritis pain, speak to your doctor.
The lake is good for your soul.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain Extended Relief, as effective as the most prescribed arthritis pain medicine, but much gentler to your stomach.
When I swim, I'm free.
Tylenol. Take comfort in our strength.
If you've got a business to run, Staples has everything you need at guaranteed low prices.
Huh? We gotta get that contract signed.
Sir, did you order the Kung Pao chicken?
Yeah, it's gonna be a long night.
Get the HP 45A Inkjet 2-pack for $48.98. Unbeatable prices. Staples, yeah, we've got that.
I kept telling myself my overactive bladder was no big deal, but I was going so often. And suddenly, right in the middle of the show.
Come on, Kevin.
Grandpa needs a bathroom. I really had to hurry. That did it. I asked my doctor about Detrol.
Prescription Detrol effectively treats overactive bladder, a medical condition. Detrol helps control bladder contractions that cause those sudden urges. If you have certain types of stomach, urinary, or glaucoma problems, do not take Detrol. The most common side effect is dry mouth. Some others may include dry eyes, headache, constipation, and indigestion. Overactive bladder is not normal at any age, so don't wait. Ask your doctor today about Detrol, the brand doctors prescribe most for overactive bladder.
Detrol made a difference for me.
This is indeed Ronald Reagan's 90th birthday, and because he believes in making Americans further aware of Alzheimer's disease, we're focusing for a second day on the disease, which is devastating to him and millions of others and their families. In a moment, we'll talk to our medical editor, Tim Johnson. Now, the burden of caring for an Alzheimer's patient is huge, which is why we're going to take a closer look at the first nursing home designed specifically for people whose brains have begun to deteriorate. ABC's Deborah Amos reports from Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
At Woodside Place,
Alzheimer's patients wander without getting lost, eat when they want to, play when they feel the need.
Instead of trying to bring them into our reality, we enter theirs. More dignified, humane way of treating people.
Because short-term memory goes first, residents here are encouraged to live in their past with music and old photographs.
Woodside Place is one of those opportunities of a lifetime to rethink some fundamental truths about how older people are treated.
Architect David Hoagland changed the way Alzheimer's patients are treated by seeing the world from their perspective. Alzheimer's patients often lose their sense of time. Hoagland added more windows to help them see the time of day. It's more like home than a hospital. Residents can wander safely.
No matter what rooms you walk into, here in the kitchen, dining room, and living room, you can actually go into the outside.
The new design reduces the cost of care. It's about 20% less than a traditional skilled nursing facility. That's because there's less need for medical staff and supplies. Woodside residents have a slower rate of deterioration. They stay physically active longer, spend more time socializing with other residents, and their families visit more often. John Cagliari spends time with his mother in the kitchen, a familiar place for both of them.
When she came here, she improved dramatically. And right now, my mom is living here. And I want to emphasize the word living.
Living that is healthier for Alzheimer's patients, a relief for their families. Deborah Amos, ABC News, Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
And here is our medical editor, Tim Johnson. Tim, is that as good as it gets for Alzheimer's patients in care?
It is currently, Peter, and while such efforts are obviously laudable, in the future, as the number of elderly dramatically increases in this country and the incidence of Alzheimer's also rises dramatically, the cost of such care will absolutely overwhelm our healthcare system and indeed our country. So the only real answer long term is for medical science to find answers at the basic science level as to how to treat amyloid, the abnormal protein in the brain. Unless we find those answers, we're doomed.
So remind us where we are on drugs and early diagnosis.
The current drugs available are really, for the most part, inadequate. They will help memory, they treat the symptom for a very short term. The optimism in medical science today is that we are understanding the cause and the genetics of Alzheimer's. And I have had several experts tell me in recent months that if we spend enough money in the next few years, we could have real answers at the basic science level in the next 5 to 10 years.
Is the Alzheimer's lobby strong enough to get the dollars?
Currently, the NIH spends about $500 million on Alzheimer's. That's number 18 on their list of allocation for diseases. We need to spend more money. Fortunately, private industry is getting involved because they see that drug therapy is going to be the answer. And I think we will have some answers.
Tim, one question about former President Reagan. He's always been so vigorous. He's 90. He just fell and broke his hip. Does Alzheimer's drag the body down, or could he go on living indefinitely?
In many patients, it does drag the body down, but he has always been extraordinarily strong in terms of muscle strength and body strength, and I think he's going to last a long time.
Thanks very much, Tim Johnson, our medical editor. We'll be back in just a moment with a report from overseas on the dinosaur.
You know how hard it is to quit smoking. You know how tough that first day without a cigarette can be. It's time to ask your doctor about Zyban. With Zyban, you don't have to quit all at once. Zyban doesn't work for everyone. It's part of a comprehensive plan from your doctor to help you stop smoking. And it's the prescription smoking cessation aid most recommended by doctors. Zyban is different from nicotine replacements. It is nicotine free, so you don't have to quit immediately. After Zyban reaches the right level in your system, it reduces your cravings. You feel like smoking less and less until you're ready to stop completely. You should know that there is a risk of seizure with Zyban. To reduce that risk, don't use if you have or have had a seizure or eating disorder. Don't use if you take Wellbutrin or an MAOI. When used with a nicotine patch or alone, there is a risk of elevated blood pressure, in some cases severe. To reduce risk of serious side effects, tell your doctor if you have liver or kidney problems. Side effects may include dry mouth and difficulty sleeping. Ask your doctor if Zyban is right for you. Zyban, you don't have to quit all at once.
I will never ask, what do you plan to do with your life?
I will never talk about the things you haven't accomplished.
I'll never bring up the time you came home smelling like that other dog.
I will never worry about where we're going.
As long as you roll down that window so I can pretend I'm flying.
No relationship is like the one with your dog. No dog food is like Purina One brand. And it's made with real meat. No corners cut, complete in every way for the health and happiness of your dog. Purina One, how great relationships are fed.
Do you need a new car? Do you need to see the ocean? Is watching a sunset absolutely necessary? Avalon, the most spacious, most luxurious sedan we've ever created. Do you need a new car?
A significant discovery in eye health may be lutein, a nutrient found in these healthy foods. Now Centrum has the only leading multivitamins with lutein to help maintain your precious sight. Centrum, Centrum Silver, now more complete with lutein.
In other news today, the winter storm in the Northeast is still causing trouble. Schools closed from Pennsylvania to Maine and thousands of people without power. In Springfield, Massachusetts, the city was basically shut down so workers could clear the streets. The storm dumped 3 feet of snow in New Hampshire, where they're somewhat more used to it, as it moved on into Canada. In California today, the Kaiser Family Foundation confirmed what you already know if you watch a lot of television. The sexual content, which ranges from flirting to outright sex, has increased sharply in the last 2 years. Two out of every three programs last year included sexual references or behavior. 2 years ago, it was just over half. In London, at the Natural History Museum, they have unveiled a Tyrannosaurus rex. Terrifying or not, the roar is actually a human snore slowed down. Convincing enough, we are told, to impress the experts.
I like it. It looks so realistic, and the way it moves and the way they made it.
Everybody loves dinosaurs. The 23-foot long, 14-foot high Tyrannosaurus cost $300,000. When we come back, the great communicator.
Those last few weeks have really been hectic. What with Libya, Nicaragua, and the budget and taxes. I don't know about you, but I've been working long hours. I've really been burning the midday oil.
I just can't wait to accomplish this.
I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Discover the newest anti-wrinkle treatment from Roche, the developers of retinol in France. Roche improved its retinol formula by adding alpha-hydroxy acid, creating a revolutionary dual-action formula. First, AHA exfoliates. Then, retinol, a pure form of vitamin A, works deep in skin surface. Clinically proven to visibly reduce the appearance of wrinkles in just 8 weeks. Improved Retinol Active Pure. Rock, we keep our promises.
Did you know your Aleve works on headaches too? When my wife got bad headaches, the pain relievers she tried, they'd work for a while, then quit. So she'd have to take more. I had some Aleve for my arthritis pain, so she tried it. Now she's got her life back, and I've got her back.
Just two Aleve can stop pain all day. It would take 8 Tylenol to do that.
Thanks, Aleve, for making such a difference.
And now, cold sufferers can get the all-day strength of Aleve and new Aleve Cold and Sinus.
I can do this.
Wallpaper does not scare me.
I can do pretty much anything.
I hate this picture.
No job is too big.
Home Depot makes it easy.
The price is right.
I made it beautiful.
How do you know so much?
I'm a gardener, I'm a plumber, I'm the floor tiler.
Gone.
I'm the supervisor.
I turned my garage.
She's my hero.
Back into a garage.
This is my house.
This is why I
go to the Home Depot first.
The Home Depot. First in home improvement.
The day they met was the day they married. Theirs has been a life of love, trust, and not a secret between them.
Well, I've never met anyone like you.
Finally this evening, Ronald Reagan, only the third president to reach 90. Listening to the debate in the latest presidential campaign about the size of government and taxes and missile defense systems is to be reminded of how much influence Mr. Reagan had on the debate about national life and America's role in the world. He and Mrs. Reagan have been married for 48 years now. She's been his great protector in so many ways. Always such a vigorous man, even with Alzheimer's disease, and such a long relationship with the public. Tonight, we hear from a woman who has had as long a relationship as anyone outside the family. And we know this because for half a century, they wrote to each other. Here's ABC's Aaron Brown.
A half century ago, Lorraine Wagner was a kid with a crush, and the object of her affection and her considerable attention was a hunky young actor named Ronald Reagan.
Mary.
She wrote a fan letter. He sent an autographed picture.
And did you take that picture to school and show it to fans?
I took it to everybody that you can imagine. Anyone I knew in my life saw that picture.
So began an extraordinary friendship. They exchanged hundreds of letters, many of his handwritten, some deeply personal, like this one on his failing marriage to Jane Wyman.
Janie is still a pretty sick girl in mind, but I'm hoping that things will be different when she gets over this nervousness.
Cross your fingers, Bonzo. This may be your last chance.
His letters are an extraordinary window on his evolution from actor to president, from liberal to conservative. This 1948 letter celebrates the election of Harry Truman.
Yes, indeed. I was happy about the election. I'm sure Truman, with a Democratic Congress, will do lots to make things better in every way.
A dozen years later, Reagan had become a conservative icon. At the end of this 1961 letter, he drops a tantalizing bit of news.
Well, that's my story. Best, Ronnie. P.S. I've been asked to run for governor, and while I'm highly honored, I don't think I'm right for the part.
The letters grow less frequent when he's elected governor, fewer still when he's president. He has so little time, he complains in one.
That is the budget signed.
But the letters are always upbeat. This is June of 1990.
My visit here with Gorby was short, but as usual, good. He's having some problems back home with the zealots who don't want to tone down communism. I hope he wins. These are White House memorabilia.
A friendship that started with a fan letter led to invitations to his inaugural and visits to the Oval Office, the Oval O, he called it. A long journey, he notes, in February of 92.
I'm pleased that you added up our years of friendship. It's been a happy 48 years.
A lifetime Lorraine Wagner and the nation celebrates today. Aaron Brown, ABC News, Philadelphia.
That is our report on World News Tonight. Just one program note. This broadcast is now available in Britain through the British Broadcasting Corporation. We welcome viewers there, and we're happy to have you with us. I'm Peter Jennings. I hope we'll see you again tomorrow. Good night.
Rod Stewart, for the first time, his battle with cancer.
Must have been terrifying.
And how he couldn't sing for nearly a year. A Good Morning America exclusive tomorrow.
ABC Tonight.
Think it's a mob hit?
An attack by Chinese gangsters and the kidnapping of a young woman.
She's gone.
Lead to a desperate search.
Where is she?
Oh, God.
All new NYPD Blue, ABC Tonight.
Action News, tomorrow starting at 5 a.m.
The Pennsylvania Lottery.
Good evening. It's time for the live lottery drawings for Tuesday, February 6th, 2001. First, the daily number. Draw the first digit, please. Zero. The second digit. Eight. And the third digit. Eight. Tonight's witness is Paula Mansfield. And now, Big Four. Draw the first digit, please. Six. The second digit. Three, the third digit. Five, and the fourth.